Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
She'll only come out at night, lean and hungry tight. Nothing is new, seen or here before. Watching a wedding, she's sitting with you, but her eyes are on the door. So many are paid to see what you think you get it for free.
So here's what we do every Friday afternoon. At 5 o'clock, we air the grievances. We give you an opportunity to tell us what is driving you nuts, man. Get it off your chest. Get it on the air.
Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes.
Hall of Notes.
You know, when I was little, I thought he was saying mine eater. Like, she was so tough, she ate mines.
She did eat mines. She's a man and a mine eater.
Both. I wouldn't if I was you. It's the best line. I wouldn't if I was you.
The telephone number here is 576-7798. Let me be the very first to wish all of you, on behalf of Michelob Ultra, a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're gonna hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
All right, Joe and Dustin, you guys are coming up. Hang tight, we got a full board. And people are getting in early. The text line is the same number as the phone line. You just need to throw a 913 in front of it. 576-7798. Joe in Overland Park. Joe, hello. First in, first up.
All right. Great. All right. Scott, my grievance is with you.
Okay.
Earlier this week, I called in on the day. I was the guy that called in about the industrial chicken farm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had a second part I wanted to say because Dana was upset with the Karen Act.
Yes, Karen with a C, as I recall.
Yes. Well, I proposed the Dana Act.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Act Nuts America Act.
Don't Act Nuts America.
I would be honored.
And we got your own act named after you, and I think everybody can get behind it.
I would be honored, Joe. I love the Dana Act.
I thought that was a pretty good act. I thought, well, we could try to do that one, you know.
It'd be unanimous.
Yeah. I mean, and Scott cut me off before I could say it.
I'm sorry. I did.
Whoa.
It's chickens. Remember? He was talking about the chicken farm.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you said another word.
Oh, no. The chicken farm.
Okay.
I know what I can say and say not on the air.
Yes. Do you feel like you've been given enough time on the air?
I guess. I'll be suffice with it this time. I'll be generous with everybody else.
Okay. I love you, brother. Be safe and be well.
I love you guys. Bye.
All right. Be well. Dustin in Lee's Summit. Hello, Dustin.
Okay, I'll say my grievance and I'll kind of explain it. My grievance is with people who say they're going to do something, like let's say a bet or something, and then never follow through with it.
Mm.
Okay? And Scott, I'm looking at you, my friend.
I know.
I don't know how many times I've heard you on air say, I bet you $100 no one can give me this. And I'm talking all the way back to Kara Markster days. And I don't know how many times people have called you on it and given you that quick answer. And just the other day, Dana's right, youngest baby boy, got it right. And that's the first time I've heard you say, I will genuinely give you that $100 bill.
Well, and I'll tell you, Dustin, my son texted me after the show, and he said, just tell Scott to give you the cash and you can Venmo me. He's collecting that debt, man. If you guys didn't hear it, we came back playing the Eagles, and Scott said to my son, I'll give you $100 if you can name this band. And he goes,
and
the Eagles?
And Scott, I'll give you an opportunity right now to redeem yourself. You don't even got to pay $100. If you want to, that is.
I don't have to pay $100?
No, you don't got to pay $100 at all.
Okay.
Give Sam the $25 for the haircut bet.
Oh!
So, wait. If I give Sam the $25 for the haircut bet, I don't have to pay Dana's son the $100.
No, you can't back out on that.
I'm talking about the thousands upon thousands all the way going back to Kara Markster that you've lost.
He's going to forgive all of them but those two is what he's saying.
So I still need to pay Sam the $25.
At least.
And then I still need to pay Dana's son the $100.
Yes.
Okay. Now, in fairness, and this is a little bit inside baseball, Dustin.
Okay.
I did send Sam and his girlfriend to dinner last night on me.
That is true.
Okay, well, when I asked Sam if he would pay the money, he left that little tidbit out. So
Sam did not point out that I gave him $100 to go to dinner last night?
No, he felt, now in my defense, I did not ask him that. So you should pay Willem $125 and call it even.
No, but I owed Sam $25, and I sent him and his girlfriend out to dinner last night with $100.
Okay, I'll give you credit. You give Willem $100, and we'll call it good.
Okay, all right, okay.
Oh, he's collecting that debt.
He didn't ask about dinner last night. He just asked if you paid me for the debt.
By the way, I thought you were lying about having a girlfriend.
Yeah. I wasn't.
He's got a girlfriend. I've met her.
Have you seen her?
Yes.
She's cute.
She's darling.
Yeah.
Well, but since we were supposed to go to that Franti concert with him and I backed out, he thought that was my way of saying I don't actually have a girlfriend.
I thought it was like
I was just
weird science, like you got a girlfriend in Canada.
No.
Actually, yeah, we text. That's the only contact we have. I don't know if she really exists. Catfish.
Shelby in Ottawa. Hello, Shelby.
Hi, Shelby.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
So my grievance today is a bit heavy. Noticed today that there's a lot on the Wayfair child trafficking. Have you guys seen that?
Wayfair.
Okay. First of all, you're not supposed to announce a company name.
Oh, shoot.
I don't think that's the same. I don't know that that is the same, is it? Oh, no, it is the same.
It is. I believe, yeah.
Okay.
So is it a conspiracy theory? Because that's what's coming up. Or is it something that happened?
You know, I don't have actual facts. I'm not the one selling the cabinets for $10,000. But now you can't find them for $10,000 now that it's been exposed.
Huh.
It's just sickening to the core.
You know what else was sickening today? That Ghislaine Maxwell says that, you know, from her prison cell where she's wearing paper clothing, that she has not seen Jeffrey Epstein in 10 years and has been hiding in the United States the entire time.
I don't know about the having not seen him in 10 years.
Yeah.
Her attorney said that today.
Yeah, well.
I don't know about that.
Her attorney also says she's not guilty.
Right. The hiding in America, definitely. Yeah, she was hiding.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, here on KMBZ. Telling you right now.
I'm talking to you. Come on.
If you're ever having a bad day, and today's not been my best, go to YouTube and listen to Bob Menery, and it will change your mood. I promise you. And you're welcome. This guy, I've got to get him on the show. He is
so funny.
The greatest human being ever. I am getting Bob Menery on the show. Jim in Sibley. Hello, Jim. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Dana.
Hello. And,
don't play Bob in front of the Ninos, please.
By the way, Bob is not safe for work.
That is true.
I did have to watch him after you mentioned one day. Well, I am, after an extensive survey of one, a vote has come in for the listener highlight of the week, and I'm announcing that for Dana and her special description of a seatbelt warning issued to her children, mentioning someone else as an exemplar of why you should wear a seatbelt.
Yes.
Would I be the exemplar?
Yes, you would.
I think you would be, Scott, is by my recollection.
Hey, they always wear it, Jim. It worked.
That's right. Good. Good deal.
All right,
Scott, I'm glad you're okay from that.
Thank you. It's only been 30-some-odd years. Dave in Olathe. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking, man.
Okay. My issue is with organizations that say they're there to help, like people in need or in homelessness. I will just say that I am one of those people, and they got me out of homelessness. I am in an apartment, but then they all just disappeared. There are still some things that I need that one person was helping me with. Now they're gone. I don't know if they've been fired. I don't know what's going on. I haven't talked to them in a month now. I tried calling their supervisor. Now their supervisor is gone. Mm. Other organizations, we don't have resources for that. And what I asked for, I don't think is extraordinary or extraneous. But these people just do not help at all. Mm.
Brother, you are in, my friend. You are in. Somebody says, Bob, can you spell the last name? M-E-N-E-R-Y. Bob Menery. Do not
crank it up at work.
Under any circumstances, listen to Bob Menery at work.
Or in front of your kids.
No, it is not okay.
Well, if you have a 12 or a 14-year-old, they likely know who he is, because when I sent it to my youngest, he goes, oh my gosh, I've been following him for a year.
He is so funny. Sherry in Shawnee. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hi.
So I just want to say today's my birthday. I'm 58 years old, and whoever said the golden years were good lied.
Oh, happy birthday.
Whoa. Why do you say that?
I just wanted some comic relief. Come on.
Are you having a good birthday?
Actually, yes. My sister-in-law took me out to dinner, and my son's taking me out tomorrow. I actually have a wonderful life. I just wanted some comic relief.
All right, so you're having a good day.
I'm having a wonderful day.
Good,
and life is good.
Good for you. I'm glad to hear that. Sherry, you be well, okay?
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, kiddo. Liz in Olathe. Hello, Liz.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well.
I'm doing...
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And I signed a contract to move to our very first house in Wellsville. So from now on, when I call in, I'm not Liz in Olathe anymore. I will eventually be Liz in Wellsville here in about a month.
Liz in Wellsville. Okay, I can remember that.
You'll be so excited. Dana, last time we talked, we were talking about me and my husband, and I called him half ginger, and you said you could talk to me all day. So.
I do remember that.
Anyway, excited about that, but I do have to graduate here because so northbound I-35 has been going down to one lane right at 151st Street for a while now. Mm-hmm. Everybody should know that now, by now, right?
Like, right.
It's been several months, I think. But that isn't stopping from all the jerks who drive up to that lane in the exit-only lane for 151st, which is where I have to get off to go home. They drive all the way up there, and then they got to slow way down to merge in with the traffic. That just makes everything else that much slower for everybody involved. Not to mention making me a little ginger snappy, because I get almost home and then I gotta fly way down for these morons who have no concern for anybody but themselves.
Well, that is a good grievance.
I could get off my petty pony now, so it's okay. It's Friday. I'm off the weekend. I'm going to the race tonight. So.
Good for you, Liz.
Are you okay, kid?
I'm fine. I am caffeinated.
You're what? Caffeinated?
I am. I drank the rest of my energy drink that I forgot to drink this morning at work before I left. Yeah. I'm very good at drinking very quickly. I'm drinking energy drink, nothing else. Don't even read into that.
Okay. All right. Hey, Liz, be well, okay?
I will. You too.
All right. You take care of yourself. Okay. 576-7798. 576-7798. We'll get to more of your grievances here in just a moment. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ. Hakeem in Kansas City. You are next up. Hello, Hakeem.
Yay, Scotty. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's up, Hakeem?
You know, this is my first time doing this grievance, so I know the rules.
Now, it's not your first time calling into the show, but it is your first time on Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my grievance is this. That this coronavirus situation, if no one, and I know a lot of y'all listening in, Kansas and Missouri, if you don't wear your mask, that's telling me that you don't care about your babies at home or no loved ones. And since I've been working and got back to work trucking and got a company, I've been seeing a lot of brothers and sisters out here not wearing a mask. And then when you go home, you got to go home to your loved ones. And it's not taking this seriously, man. Like, I understand we tired. It's aggravating. But we gotta think about our babies. We can't think about us no more.
And Hakeem, ABC News is reporting that 12 states saw record numbers of hospitalizations today.
Wow. See, I'll be wanting to go back home and see my mom and them in Jersey, but I'm scared to go back there.
because my family is out here.
Yeah.
Hakeem is...
Huh?
It's a good grievance, my friend. It's a really good grievance. Chris in Kansas City, you get the next word. Hello, Chris.
How are you doing? First time calling in, long time listener.
Thank you. Glad to have you, man.
Yeah, my grievance is with the city council and what they did with the looters and rioters down on the plaza. My understanding was they pretty much let everybody go without having any... let's see how to phrase that. Punishment for actions committed.
They let some of the protesters go, Chris. I'm not sure about, and I'm just clarifying because I don't know. When it comes to those who like burned police cars and looted stores, I am not certain that they were all lumped into the same category and given a free pass on that.
But the ones that are protesting, I have no problem with that. But once they start throwing stuff and burning stuff, that's considered looting and rioting. That's the people that need to be dealt with.
But okay.
I think most people would agree with you, Chris.
Chris, thank you for calling in. Pat in Olathe. Pat, you're next. Hello, Pat.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to talk to you, and I have talked to you before. My grievance is really not a grievance. Because, like I told Sam, I wish everybody was as happy as I was tonight.
Oh. Oh.
Well, yes, because I've been grieving since March the 11th, which was the last day I was able to work. I'm almost 75 years old, and I clean houses and small businesses to supplement my Social Security. But when all of this hit, I couldn't do that anymore.
But yet you're content. You're happy.
No, but let me tell you what happened. Usually March is a slow month anyway because kids are home from school for spring break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And mothers don't want me to come in and clean, and then the kids trash it before they get home at night. So that's always slow for me. But my daughter, bless her heart, has always put in every Sunday for unemployment. Well, I didn't qualify because I pay my taxes every year, but I don't pay quarterly. But then that PUA came in, and all of a sudden I seem to have qualified. So on Monday this week, I spent 3 hours on the phone with unemployment, which I would advise everybody to keep redialing.
Keep trying. How long did it take you to finally get through? Tell me again.
3 hours. And it hit my bank account today. And I literally sat here and cried for an hour.
Aww.
Pat.
Because I got it back to March.
Well, Pat, but I'm thrilled to hear that, truly. I know it's been very frustrating for a lot of people.
What I really wanted to tell you was, aside from that, my daughter is all of a sudden is so COVID because her boss is germophobic, and they work in a two-person office. And so she made my 20-year-old granddaughter, who's maybe going back to college for her junior year and maybe not, and I go to one of the health in Gardner this morning for the COVID test. We went, and I had a baggie there in case I was going to throw up.
Okay.
And they did my granddaughter first, and she had tears in her eyes. They did my daughter second. She had tears in her eyes. And then they did me, and the lady says, honey, just keep your mouth open. You'll be fine. Not a tear in my eye.
Well, Pat, when do you get your result?
They said 5 to 7 days. They recommended that we do stay home for the week.
Yes.
And they said that if it was positive, they would call. But if it was negative, they just email.
Okay. Pat, you have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you. Love you guys.
Well, we love you, too. Did they shove it up your nose?
Oh, my God, yes. But you know what? I had heard that they really shoved it up into your brain.
Right.
And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I don't have a lot of cells left. So
right.
What's going to happen to me? But I really didn't feel it. But you know what did bother me is
what?
Afterwards, I could taste it in my throat.
Ew.
Mm.
No, it wasn't a bad thing, but I would recommend that if anybody has a chance to do it, please do. And for God's sakes, wear a mask.
Yes.
Amen, Pat. Thank you for the call. That was a complete grievance.
Wow.
I've always wondered, and she's right. If you're going to get that test and they tell you, well, it's going to take 7 days to get the results in, you kind of have to lock yourself in your house for that 7 days, or it makes no sense to get the test.
See, but I don't understand why she says it's going to take like 4 or 5 days. Kelly got hers
because
back.
Because the labs are overwhelmed.
Well, that's probably true.
That's why Dr. Hawkinson told us the other day, if you feel fine and you don't have any symptoms, please don't go willy-nilly asking for a test because the labs are so backed up.
Kelly told me they put it up her nose, right? And then she said, when I didn't think they could go any farther.
Up it went.
They went farther.
Why? Why do they have to go all the way up
because
there?
Because your nasal cavity goes in here.
Okay. Yeah.
You're like, you put your finger in your nose like this. That's not where your nose stops.
I know. It's all that stuff back there.
It goes way in here.
If you've ever had a nasty sinus infection, like my whole face would throb. Right here it would go.
Mm-hmm. What would it be like? That's weird.
Yeah.
The telephone number here is 576-7798. More of your grievances on the other side, 576-7798. It is the same number for the text line. Just throw a 913 in front of it. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Everybody, we got three lines jammed. We got one line open if you want it. Michelob Ultra, by the way, brings you Festivus Friday. So Alyssa, Tim, and Angela, you guys hang tight. You're all coming up. If you want to be the fourth one in, we'll try to get all four in. If you don't have time, you just want to jump on the text line, it is the same as the phone number, 576-7798. Just throw a 913 in front of it. Alyssa. Hello, Alyssa. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
Good. Happy Friday, guys. I love listening to you on my way home every day.
And
my mom
you.
Always used to tell me I needed to listen, and I finally started, and she was right. I work in a pharmacy, and I've had to get in a hospital, and I've had to get tested twice due to symptoms, and I just wanted to say I feel like I'm kind of a baby and not really good with pain, and the test is not bad. It's really, really not that bad at all. I've had it twice. The first time they swabbed for 5 seconds, and the second time they had to swab for 10 seconds. So, I mean, my eyes teared up, but it really wasn't too bad. So, I just wanted to throw that out there.
How long have you worked at a pharmacy?
Oh, since I was 16, I'm 37.
Can I ask you a pharmacy question that is my grievance?
Sure, absolutely.
If I have been on the same medication for 7 years,
there we go.
Why the hell? Every 3 months, I've got to go in for my med check. Then I've got to come get the prescription every 3 months. And then about once out of every 6 times, they go, yeah, this was declined. You need a pre-authorization. I have had the same prescription for 7 years. What are we pre-authorizing? That I'm doing the same damn thing I've been doing for 7 years?
Here we go.
It's your insurance. your insurance is so annoying. The pharmacy is so annoyed with your insurance, and they hate that they have to call every few months, too. They hate it just as much or as much as you do.
And I love my pharmacist, Alyssa, and he's like, I'm so sorry it's saying we need a pre-authorization.
Mm-hmm. So frustrating. It's the most annoying thing. It's like, and it's something you can obviously not go without. Just approve. I mean, my gosh. And so, yes, I take that very seriously. I actually work on those daily for our pharmacy, and it's important to me to make sure and get those done. So I feel for you. I know it's a pain. It's insurance, and what a pain they are.
Well, thank you for the job that you do.
Absolutely. You guys have a great weekend.
You be well. Thank you very much.
You too.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Tim in Lenexa. Tim, hello.
Hey, one thing, you guys' music collection has been spot on today. That has been awesome.
That's Sam's credit.
Thank you so much, Tim.
You got it, buddy boy. Hey, my thing is, okay, this whole MASH thing, I follow the rules. I'll do what it says. I don't buy into it, but I'll follow the rules because I believe we got to all work together. Right. That being said, the people that step outside, pull the MASH down, smoke a cigarette, put the MASH back on, come back in, and you smell their nasty cigarette breath through the MASH. What do you think that is? You suck down more carcinogenics than any stupid virus would ever do. And I'm like, come on, man, let's wake up.
Tim, that is a great grievance, because if you are a longtime smoker, you do not need the COVID.
Wow. I love callers who can, like, fire off their grievance in less than 30
seconds. Fire off!
With passion and no bad words.
Angela in Gardner. Angela, hello.
Hi. I actually have a grievance about masks too, but it's just about people that don't understand.
Wait. Angela, hang on.
Yeah.
Take the phone just a little bit away from your mouth, if you would be so kind.
Okay.
That's
well,
better.
I'm actually on my car. So my grievance is that most people seem to not understand that my mask protects you and your mask protects me. So me wearing a mask isn't going to do anything for myself. So the people that refuse to wear them, it just feels like they don't care about other people. So, and then I actually have another grievance that came up with one of your advertisements. I'm not going to name who it was.
Ooh, yeah, please do not name an advertiser.
No, but any advertisement that plays while I'm driving in my car that has any kind of siren sound or a car wreck sound, and I'm in a congested area, especially in construction, and I like start looking around thinking, oh my gosh, who's behind me or who just crashed into who?
Angela, it's a great grievance, and it's one that has come up from time to time over the years.
I have talked to the boss about it.
We could not agree with you more.
I have long been of the opinion, and I'm not going to talk about a specific advertiser. I have long been of the opinion that sirens, gunshots,
horns,
anything like that should not be. And I had a conversation with the boss about this the other day. Should not be legal in advertising, because you, the listener, don't know if that's real or if that's something you're just hearing on your radio.
Even if it's for a half a second, we've all done it where you're
I don't care. I don't care.
But I've been in a car and heard it and been like...
Like, do I need to pull over? I mean, where are they? It drives me insane.
I know. It was a good grievance, Angela.
It should be illegal.
I think sirens are.
Yeah.
I thought sirens were.
Yeah.
And horns drive me crazy.
Yes. So, all right, we got to get out of here.
Those were good grievances today. I'm proud of you guys.
It was a good grievance day. Nice job, Matt, everybody.
We complain really well.
We do complain really well, don't we? We really do. Whoa. Did you hear what she said?
No, and it's probably a good thing.
Good. Her microphone was off. All right, we got to get out of here. Listen, everybody, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. We will see you Monday at 2 o'clock. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Sam Stevie, the greatest man in all of America, is your producer. Dana Wright, my good friend and co-host. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we'll see you at 2 o'clock Monday afternoon. Everybody have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. But most importantly, be good. So bring your
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.